Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
Welcome back to the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and today's investor spotlight features the Browns, Edward and Myosha Pottery Brown, out of Houston, Texas. And what's so amazing about their story is that their first property ever that they invested in, they were able to build up to $100,000 in equity by doing all the work themselves. Now, some people say you outsource all your labor, but they chose to buckle down and do it themselves. So this episode is all about the DIY in real estate, your first property. So let's get into it. Here's Myosha and Edward Brown from episode 94. Let's get into it.
Tell us about that first deal, just kind of what that looked like. And also, like, what it felt like from both of your perspectives, just to hit that first milestone and get that first home run, if you will.
Okay.
Well, you can go.
The first deal we actually got from a wholesaler. That wholesaler had been sending me deals for, I would say, well over a year. I would contact back and forth with that wholesaler and letting her know that, oh, I'm interested in this property. Can you tell me more? Because it was my way of learning the industry, even if I didn't have the means to actually execute the deal. I would write down on a notepad and everything about, okay, this property is cost this much. After closing, I'm going to have to put up this much. This is how much the renovation costs will be. So I would get acclimated to the real estate math and, like, okay, this deal is a good deal. This deal is not a good deal. So this deal came across my email one afternoon, and I called my wife immediately. We have a deal we should buy. I'm going to put an offer. And she's like, are you sure? And we're kind of on a fence about, do we really pull a trigger for this? And I think we went to go take a look at the property. We did our due diligence, everything added up. This very first deal, I remember like the back of my hand, even though it's years ago with many properties after it, because it's still our first love property. It was pretty much our proving ground. I did a lot of the work. I did the cabinets in that property. Wow. I did some painting in that property. Everything that they tell you not to do, I did as an investor, actually put it in the work and learning the actual business of real estate inside and out. My wife was in the property as well. We were in the property two or three in the morning sometimes, putting up with all different type of neighborhood disturbances because it's not in the best neighborhood. It was really a proving ground of how we learn the actual business of real estate with that property right there. And to this day, we still own that property as a rental property. We're landlords. We have a really good tenant who's been in that property since day one. And property now has over $100,000 in equity. Most of us can attest to the red hot real estate market right now, but it's always our first love. And we barely see it. Because there are hardly any property problems at the property, but every time we get a call or a text from the tenant, it's always something like, "Oh, I remember this property. It gave us a lot of problems, but it's our first child."
Yeah, going back to what he said about problems. I mean, being that it was our first property, it was quite a few things that, you know, we had on our checklist and our to-do list, but it was a lot of things that we wouldn't do now that we did in that property. For instance, him going back on, you know, doing the cabinets, and myself, I'm the project manager of the team. So hiring different individual contractors instead of an entire team having a GC, that was kind of hard, I would say, in the beginning, because you're managing individual people instead of having a GC do it. So I would think from my point of view, the hiring part was a little strange, and also, you know, different things happening in the neighborhood. But other than that, it was a learning, you know, experience. Once we got to our second deal, our third deal, our fourth deal, it was just a piece of cake, sort of say.
Definitely. There's a couple things that I want to make sure we don't skip over from that story. One thing you mentioned is that you two were there, like, painting, putting cabinets, doing a lot of the work. And there's like, let's say, two schools of thought, right? One side says, all right, we outsource everything. We don't touch a paintbrush. We don't touch a broom. And others is like, you know, get your hands dirty. in the beginning, learn the ins and outs of everything, understand the cost, understand all these things. That way in the future, you know, if you're getting a good bid on something, you know, you know what it's supposed to look like, you know, how long it's supposed to take. I just really want people to understand that, you know, you don't have to outsource everything in the beginning. Some people just choose never to do it. And it's just really up to what you're comfortable with. But there's a lot of value in really, especially if you're local, and really understanding and knowing how to do these things and trying some of these things. So I would just love for you two to talk a little bit more about why that was, why you chose to do that at that time, and what you learned from it that has helped you since then.
I think you can go if you want, Ernie.
Okay. I was thinking that that proving ground, that training ground for that particular property, it was a little bit of being stubborn on one end, not listening to our mentors about doing everything. And a little bit of it is, I need to learn this business. I know a little bit about home improvement, but whatever I can do to either cut cost or just learn how to do this, it's better for the business. We can work inside the business, but properties 10 through 15 or 20, 30, we'll be able to work outside of the business and it'll be multiple projects going on at once. But for this beginning, we need to learn. We need to get hands-on with the project. I need to actually get the cost of things, not only the labor cost, the actual material cost, and just learning the ins and outs. I call them big five when I'm going in for rental properties, HVAC, plumbing, electrical, foundation, and roofing. I need to learn the big five because I'm going to have this property for years and years and years, and I need to know how these things interact within the home. So that was my number one thing, half being stubborn and half wanting to learn the inside of the business before I just pay a bunch of people and not knowing the actual cost. You can go ahead, love.
I was just going to say something similar, you know, that of that nature. For me, it was more, I feel like, you know, being that it was our first property, paying attention to our budget, making sure we don't go over. And like we said, sometimes staying up late, watching YouTube to see how we sand down the cabinets and then gloss them and then paint them and then, you know, and only spending $100 to do so or $200 versus $2,500. And we still have those same cabinets to this day. They're still nice. They're still beautiful. And it was just a great decision at that time. Just trying to do everything that we know we could, painting, staging. I love to stage. I love buying little trinkets from like At Home, Marshall Home Goods, and kind of setting up the property. So when people walk in, you know, they know what to expect and they know how to visualize themselves living there. So instead of paying a stager $2,500, I was like, let me just spend $150 and kind of fix it up how I want to. In regards to, you know, the landscaping thing, I believe we started doing planting our own flowers. Like, we can save costs on this. Instead of spending, you know, $200 on flowers, we can just do it ourselves, cutting the grass and just different things. People in the neighborhood, too, also started to help out. I mean, we had a neighbor, Mr. Jesse, he'll come and he's like, hey, I'll cut your grass for $35 and front and back. And it's just different things. Yeah, like just getting to know everybody in the neighborhood and them willing to help. Because, you know, when they met us, they were like, is this y'all's first home? And we would love to help. If y'all need anything, let us know. And that was the best thing about that neighborhood. I felt like it was the welcoming, you know, of the neighbors, of everybody helping. A neighbor was like, oh, I can give you my camera, or, you know, we can watch out for your property while you're out of town, and just different things that we didn't really have to worry about. And it was just such a blessing. In regards to the plumbing and the different things, we knew somebody who did that part, and then he hired a friend and they helped us out on the budget with that. And it was just different things that we were so blessed, and, you know, with that first property. So I would say, when you're starting your first property and you're not too sure, like, I don't know how this is going to work, I don't know the cost of anything, try to see how much things will cost if you do it yourself, painting and priming and different things. And you will save a lot of money. That's what we did, basically doing our research.
Definitely, definitely. So sounds like you two had a pretty good foundation for the first property. So What was next? You know, I'm sure, you know, get your feet wet, get a tendon in there and all that. What was the thought about, all right, we hit this first milestone. Like, how do we grow from here? What was that like?
I don't remember properties like 2 through maybe like 10. One do stick. Everything after that began to really speed into really quick things, fixing, flipping, buying and holding. But I do recall we did purchase a property.
Foxfire.
Yeah, that was what it was.
Oh, sorry. Our property.
Gotcha.
We have a name for them. Everything became a system at that point in time. So we knew the ins and outs. We knew how much things would cost. And I think it became more of a system because I'm a systems person. I like to do our due diligence, make sure we make the money at the buy, make sure everything is fixed up and we can get on. We plan to fix and flip that property. And that's what we did. And I knew that we were going to a season where her birthday was coming up and she likes to go around the world for her birthday. And I'm like, we can't be bogged down with this property. So we have to make sure the systems are in place. When you're in Dubai, we're not going to be bothered with this project. So we went on with that project and, it worked with the system and we've been using that system ever since, thanks to her and her project management skills with GCs and how we, hire other subcontractors.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue and on Twitter at Bread Podcast. That's B-R-E-D Podcast. Until next time.
Behind those warm and cozy nights at home, thousands of employees at BP go to work every day. People producing more U.S. natural gas, people building grid-scale solar capacity, people turning landfill waste gas into pipeline-quality renewable natural gas, and people delivering all of that power where it's needed. They're part of almost 300,000 jobs BP supports across the country. Learn more at bp.com/investing in America.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.